Monica.
I'm Dexter.
And we're the Fact Detectives.
We're friends of some very smart grown-ups
who know all the cool facts about everything.
Hey, Annika, do you know what crystals are made of?
No, but I think we know someone who does.
Hi there, Fact Detectives.
Hi, Dermot.
Dermot is a geologist at Museums Victoria.
I am. Are you ready to learn some cool facts about crystals?
Yes.
Fact one.
What are crystals?
So when I say the word crystal, what's the first thing you think of?
I used to have a necklace with a crystal that looked like a glassy white rod.
That's right. Or you might think of a little chunk of purple spiky amethyst that you may see in a spiritual healing shop. But crystals are so much more than that. Crystals are all around us. In fact, I bet you saw one at breakfast this morning, or maybe dinner last night.
What do you mean?
Well, you just need to look inside your kitchen cupboard to find crystals. I can think of at least two that your family might use. Sugar and salt.
Oh!
And if you're lucky enough to live near the coast, you'll be surrounded by crystals when you visit the beach. Most sandy beaches are made of crystals, billions of tiny pieces of quartz crystal, in fact. Another place to find crystals is at school. That's because there are crystals in graphite pencils we use to write and draw with. Snowflakes are also crystals. Ice crystals that are created in clouds when water freezes. They are hexagonal, which means they always have six sides. But, amazingly, every single snowflake is completely unique.
Cool!
The word crystal comes from the Greek word crystallis, which means both rock crystal and ice. Crystals are made up of very tiny particles called atoms and molecules. Atoms and molecules are kind of like teeny tiny Lego pieces that make up everything in the world. These atoms and molecules stick together to form a regular pattern with smooth faces and sharp edges that form beautiful shapes. As you know, I'm a geologist, which means I study rocks. The reason I'm also interested in crystals is because crystals are found in rocks. These crystals are called minerals.
Fact two!
What's the difference between crystals, minerals, and rocks?
Good question. It can all seem a little bit confusing. Let's start with rocks. Rocks can be made up of mixtures or bits of other rock, as well as organic or fossilized material like shells. But most importantly, many rocks are made up of mixtures of minerals, and most minerals form crystals. Minerals are the building blocks of our planet, so the Earth is made up of crystals. I'm really interested in the rocks made up of crystals, big or microscopic crystals.
What are minerals?
Minerals are solid substances which are created by nature. Minerals can be made from a single element, like gold, silver, copper, or iron, or a combination of elements that come together in a regular, specific crystalline pattern. So most minerals form crystals. A geologist who studies minerals is called a mineralogist. By looking at the shape, colour, and mixture of minerals in a rock, a geologist can tell a lot about how the rock formed. The Earth is made up of thousands of different minerals, almost 6,000. But each year, geologists find up to 100 new minerals. Amazing. Imagine finding a new type of crystal.
Awesome!
So most minerals form crystals. For example, salt, quartz, garnet, and malachite are all crystals. Some crystals are so small, we can only see them under a powerful microscope. But not all crystals are minerals. A good example is sugar. Sugar comes from a plant. Sugarcane. It's not a mineral.
Fact three.
How do crystals form?
Many crystals form when the temperature changes and a liquid changes to a solid, like the snowflakes I mentioned earlier, or ice crystals. Crystals can form when liquid cools, like hot magma. As it cools, crystals grow until all the liquid magma is a solid rock. If we look at lava from a volcano under a powerful microscope, we can see the rock is made up of tiny crystals. Another way crystals form is when water evaporates from a chemical mixture, like salt crystals forming as salt water evaporates. Crystals don't just form, they actually grow. And growing crystals is a bit like cooking a cake. The ingredients and temperature will help decide which types of crystals form. You can't make an ice cream cake in the oven. In the same way, we only find diamond crystals in certain sorts of rocks, which formed under very high temperature and pressure deep in the earth.
How do crystals get their shape?
That's a good question. Crystals form lots of beautiful shapes, don't they? But they haven't been cut or shaped by people. They've been shaped by nature. The shape of crystals is determined by the types of building blocks it has and how they are arranged together. There are seven different shapes, and the differences are the number of edges and slightly different dimensions. For instance, salt is always a cube. Gold also forms cube-shaped crystals. Unfortunately, large gold crystals are very rare, but even gold nuggets are made up of microscopic crystals. Quartz crystals are the same shape anywhere in the world. The crystals look quite long, but if you cut them straight across the middle, they will always be in the shape of a hexagon. Do you remember how many sides that is?
Six!
Crystals form lots of weird shapes and colours. Some are even long, thin, and spiky red. Sometimes, two minerals can be made of the same element, but have very different structures. For example, diamonds and graphite are both made of carbon. Graphite has layers of carbon, a bit like stacks of paper which can easily slide over each other, making graphite quite soft and slippery. The measure of its hardness is just 1 or 2 out of 10, whereas diamonds have a rigid lattice structure, kind of like a cage of carbon, making it the hardest substance in the world, scoring 10 out of 10 for diamond.
Can two types of crystals grow together?
They certainly can, Dexter. Most rocks that we find are mixtures of different types of mineral crystals, like granite, which is made up of a number of different mineral crystals. The combination can provide clues to geologists to how the rock formed.
Fact 4.
Are gemstones crystals?
Yeah, good question. Do you think salt could be a gemstone?
No.
And neither is sugar.
Okay, so not all crystals are gemstones, but some gemstones are crystals. Precious gemstones are cut from a single crystal. Can you think of some really fancy gemstones?
Diamonds? Rubies?
That's right. There are also blue sapphires, green emeralds, pink sapphires. They're naturally occurring mineral crystals. And then humans cut and shape them with lots of different little faces to make them sparkle even more as a ring or a necklace pendant. There are around 50 semi-precious gemstones, and they can be cut from a single mineral or from rocks containing multiple minerals. Semi-precious gemstones include purple amethyst, bright blue lapis lazuli, milky moonstone, fiery opal, and rose quartz. Next time you're out shopping, walk by the jeweler's shop and check out the gem minerals. See if you can find your birth gemstone. If you want to see what raw gemstones look like, ask your grown-up to help you look them up on the internet or go to your local library.
Why are gemstones see-through?
Gemstones are almost perfect crystals with every tiny building block, the atoms and the molecules, in exactly the right place. Gemstones also must be tough, otherwise they would scratch and break. Other crystals are not transparent because sometimes the building blocks are not perfectly arranged. It's a bit like putting a large Lego brick in a row of much smaller bricks.
What's your favourite crystal, Dermot?
Well, I love garnets because they come in a wide range of colours like red, orange, yellow and green, and they form large dodecahedron-shaped crystals.
Dodeca what?
Dodecahedron. That means it has 12 faces or sides. Garnets have been used since the Bronze Age, a long time ago, as gemstones. They are also used to cut other things. The red ones are especially hard. Check out garnet sandpaper next time you go to the hardware shop.
Fact 5.
Where can we see crystals in the world?
As I mentioned at the start, you could catch a snowflake or look at some salt, sugar or sand crystals under a magnifying glass to see their different shapes. You can also go outside and look at some rocks in the park, or if you're on a hike or a bushwalk, you can find granite rocks on the ground. It's also used on kitchen benches and on the walls and floors of some buildings. Granite is made up of the minerals quartz, which is white or grey, feldspar, which is creamy pink, and shiny mica crystals. If you look closely, even if it's a smooth piece on a building, you'll be able to see the tiny crystals which make up the rock. Another kind of mineral you can find outside on the ground is quartz. You'll find this in granite too. It's often white or pink or grey, and you can find quartz all over the world, from Australia to China, Japan, Russia, Brazil, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. Sometimes it contains gold. Quartz is super hard, almost indestructible. Of course, you can also head to your local museum to see lots of beautiful crystals. We have an incredible collection of crystals at Melbourne Museum.
Awesome!
What's the biggest crystal in the world?
The largest authenticated crystal of any type is a beryl crystal from Malakalina, Malagasy Republic in Southeast Africa. Guess what? It's longer than a bus. It's 18 metres in length and 3.5 metres in diameter. What a whopper! Emerald is a type of beryl. Imagine an 18 metre long pale green gemstone. Incredible!
That would be amazing!
Over in Mexico, deep below a mountain, is Naker's Cave of the Crystals. There, you will find a magical cave filled with gigantic transparent gypsum crystals over 11 metres long. They're almost as long as a bus.
Wow!
Do crystals have magic powers?
Some people believe that crystals do have magical powers and that certain types of crystals can protect us or help with our moods. Crystals have many uses, including in medical lasers to make light very powerful. Go Jedis! Because diamonds are super hard, they can be used as industrial cutting tools. Understanding how crystals are built provides lots of technological benefits. Everything from the superconductors in your computer to materials to build high-temperature jet engines.
Try this at home!
You can grow your own salt crystals in your kitchen by dissolving salt in hot water. Ask your grown-up to help. Pour about half a litre of warm water into a jug, then stir in a large spoonful of salt until you can't see or feel the salt grains anymore. Keep stirring in salt, one spoonful at a time, until no more salt will dissolve. Then pour a small amount into a flat bowl or plate and leave it somewhere warm. Could be on the benchtop or on the windowsill or out in the sunshine. After a few days, go and look in the bowl and you see salt crystals. Amazing! For extra fun, add some food colouring to the salt water mixture and you'll have colourful crystals growing in no time.
Thanks, Dermot!
My pleasure, Fact Detectives!
This has been another super fun episode of the Fact Detectives with me, Dexter.
And me, Annika.
Big thanks to Dermot Henry, who is a geologist and head of sciences at Museums Victoria.
And big thanks to Antek, Harlan, Seamus, Liam and Rory, who ask us to investigate crystals and gemstones.
If you love finding out the facts as much as we do,
and if you have a big topic you'd like us to investigate, then get in touch at factdetectives@listener.com.
This episode of The Fact Detectives is a Kindling co-production with Melbourne Museum. To find out more about the world around you, head to museumsvictoria.com.au.